Ron Van Dam. He doesn't need this gig. He's got all that money coming from that deposed Nigerian prince. Should be here any day now, and then he's kissing you suckers goodbye. You're listening to The Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's The Ron Van Dam Show.
Okay, sure.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Welcome to the program. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. I am, listen to my voice. That's me. I am him. What a wonderful day this could be if only it worked out well. Why do salmon swim upstream? Don't they know that that's a lot harder to do? Swimming downstream is so much easier and you're still swimming? What's up with salmon? Let's not make it all about salmon. More important things than salmon. I don't know what, but there probably are. Well, that being said, welcome to the show. Hope you're doing well. I really do. My hopes and dreams are always in your direction. I don't really mean that, but it sounded really nice to say, didn't it? Yeah. I am going to make a habit of saying really nice things all the time to the point of ad nauseum, because that way people have got to love you. Who are the people that you love? I mean, forget the family crap. I'm talking about who do you really, really think is a wonderful person to be around? I think the answer is universal. The answer is I like to be around people that make me feel good, that make me laugh, that make me smile, that make me feel comfortable, that make me feel engaged. That's who we want to be around. And why wouldn't we? Because you want to be surrounded by goodness and love. And so why not be that person? Well, I'll tell you why not. Because I don't want to surround myself with nice people all the time. That can get tiresome too. Anything. You know, someone who says, you know, I'd like to have some ice cream. That's fine. And then you end up eating a whole bucket of ice cream. That's not good for anybody. It's the same thing with people. You don't want nice people around you all the time. But you do. But you don't. But you do. But you don't. So I figure in order to be incredibly lovable, as I really am, I'm just going to start spouting out lies and misconceptions. Now, Trump does that. He talks about lies and misconceptions and all those kinds of things. But, you know, people don't want to be around him anyway. So it's not necessarily that. If I walked up to you right now and I said, you look wonderful today. You're one of the most attractive people I've ever seen. You know, you're so kind and nice. I wish everybody was like you. I could bathe you in compliments and you would love it. You would love it. Now, if I did it day and night, that's called stalking. But every once in a while, if I bathed you in compliments, you would love it. And that's what I learned. Don't do anything to great excess. do it every once in a while, and you can't go wrong. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, before you deliberate, let me tell you, if you're in a relationship, whether it be a husband, a wife, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a boyfriend, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a girlfriend, a goat and a sheep, whatever the relationship may be, every once in a while, if you just throw out a compliment, just out of the clear blue, don't even like be in a situation where a compliment would be nice. No, that's not good enough. Sorry, ain't gonna work. No way, poo-poo. It's got to be in a situation where it comes out of left field, like a baseball. That's when it really means something. If you just look at a person for no reason and say, wow, you're a good person, and you look really nice too. Where did that come from, Ron? Don't know. Just looked at you and just came out. Wow, will you marry me? No, I won't, but... because I, you know, it's just something I said. I don't really mean it. No, don't say that part. Don't say that part. You know, just like when we lie to somebody to spare their feelings, you know, like, do I look fat in this dress? Oh, God, no. Are you kidding me? No, not at all. When indeed you sure do look fat in that dress. It's hideous. You're not going out in public like that. That's disgusting. Ew, take that off. It's like, is that a piece of clothing or a muumuu tent? Get that off your body, you fat piece of crap. You can't say that. You have to say, no, it looks really good on you. You just grit your teeth and you say it. That's, you know, that's how we spare somebody's feelings. Or if we do tell them the truth, we do it in a very, very nice way. No, you don't look fat in that dress, but that dress is not the right color for you. You look wonderful in like a blue or a tablecloth, red checkered. But now the color's off. But otherwise, yeah, you look great in that dress, but the dress isn't for you. It's the dress. It's the who manufactured that dress? Jean Paul? Is that a Jean Paul original? I don't like Jean Paul. I don't think Jean Paul knows anything about clothes. But you look good in like clothes. So Jean Paul is like screwed up. See, you make it something else, and you're still lying, and you're lying to spare somebody's feelings, right? So why not lie to make somebody feel good? What is so freaking bad about that? Well, Ron, it's still a lie. Oh, shut up. Just shut up. It's not a lie if it doesn't hurt somebody and make them their life tumble into deep darkness. So I'm just going to start throwing out compliments to people. Now, for people that know me, if I compliment you, it may not be so. But I'm going to make you feel good in the process. And you'll feel so good, you won't even want to question whether I'm lying or telling the truth to you. Because it's a compliment. Take it. It's free. Didn't charge you for it. Compliment, complimentary. It's a complimentary compliment. Take it. Run with it, live with it, don't ask any questions. Take the compliment and get the hell out of there. Some people say, oh, really? Oh, you, what a nice compliment you gave me. Give me more compliments. No, don't say that, because that's really all they got. Take the compliment, run with it. You run away fast. Live with the compliment. Don't ask for more of them, and don't expect them. Compliments are great when they just come out of nowhere. Where'd that come from? Nowhere. It came from nowhere. How can something come from nowhere? It just did, okay? Just take it and shut up. If someone looks passable or okay, build it up. Build it up. You are the most attractive person I've ever seen in my life. Oh, you're just saying that. Yeah, I am. Don't question it. Run with it. Accept it. Take it and go away. People don't understand. You know, relationships are so easy. You can so easily manipulate anybody you want to. And but again, only in a good way. Don't manipulate them to do your bidding or for a matter of control over somebody else. Don't do it for those reasons. Do it because it's just nice to do and it's harmless and you will indeed benefit in ways you never imagined. They're not lies. They're expressions of exaggeration. Oh, I love that that perfume you're wearing. I'm not wearing perfume. Oh, well, you smell really good. Wow, that's just my normal body smell. Well, that works for me. You can turn it around, you know, if it starts to fail. No, I'm not wearing perfume. That's failure. Turn it around. Well, that's really, if you smell like that naturally, that is incredible and wonderful. Well, thank you. That's how it's done. Doesn't take much. They're just words. Words really mean a lot. You know that. It's been proven politically. They mean a lot. Your words mean a lot, too. Sound interested in things. I also have a, I do listen to people talk because I'm stuck with them. But if you respond by going, it doesn't show any interest. You have to pose some type of question to keep the conversation going. Like, oh, yeah, I have a cat, and the cat is scratching all my furniture. Because I really don't care. So, like, cat scratching your furniture? So what? So what? What? Why are you telling me that? Why do you think cat scratching your furniture is consequential to me in any sense? It's not. But you have to sound interested. And saying, really? That's terrible. That's terrible. Oh, really? Well, you know, you start with that. But to end the conversation, you have to get into it and then end it. You have to appear interested so that when you do end it, it's not like you're an idiot or a schmuck. For example, my cat scratches the furniture. Oh, how long have you had the cat? About 6 weeks. I got to run. I got a phone call I have to take. Oh, okay. Well, we'll talk later. Yeah, right, yeah. See, but you appeared interested and then you were torn away. It's not like you made up that you were torn away, even though you did. It's because you were engaged. So, okay, that wasn't the reason that he was saying that. He was really interested. He asked me how long I had the cat. So we were like getting into it, man. And then he had to take a phone call. That's too bad. But you come out really nice when you do that. And all it took was, how long have you had the cat? That's all it took. Phony engagement. It's so simple to do. It doesn't take that long. It's just like another minute of suffering to get out of it. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Ron, you should tour the country with this. You should lecture people. You should tour the country. Why are you saying that? Because you want me out of your town? No, that's not why I'm telling you to tour the country, although that would be a benefit. I want you to impart your wisdom, Ron, upon everybody. Well, listen to me. I don't have to tour the country. I can just sit in a chair with a microphone and do it that way. It's a lot lazier. It's a lot easier. I can even eat while I'm doing it or have a sip of something. So I'm not touring no freaking country. And by the way, have you been around the country? You don't want to go. You don't want to go to places in this country because they're getting kind of weird. We're becoming like, you want to go to Texas? No, thanks. I see commercials for go to Texas. Do some sightseeing, come to the wonderful state of Texas. Okay, yeah. From what I've read recently, it's not some wonderful stuff going on in Texas. Or come to Florida. Well, we'll take away all your rights with a crazy governor. I'm not going there. So no, not, no, thank you. No, thanks. No, thank you. No touring, no country. I have a couple of guests today that I would like to throw upon you. They have information about various things. Maybe you'll be interested in them. Who knows? I don't know who you are. I don't know what your interests are. I don't know what's happening with you. So, I don't know. Whatever. You know, maybe you'll be interested. Maybe you won't. But before we do that, there are a lot of people that, well, there's no question about that. There are a lot of people. There are a lot of people who live by these horoscopes. You know that, you know, you're going to meet a tall, dark, handsome stranger, maybe not so handsome, maybe not so tall, maybe not so dark. But, you know, stranger, you're going to meet a stranger. Maybe you will, maybe you won't. Well, how about this?
Greetings, fellow planetary travelers. Kip Starchild here with your New England Broadcasting Horoscopescape for the month. Let's see what the stars have in store for you. Aquarius, resist that pesky urge to bet on sports, especially the urge that tells you to put a big bet on professional wrestling. Pisces, your love life is about to get heated when your ex decides to set your house on fire. Aries, there's never a bad time for cake, especially when there's not much more time for cake, okay? Taurus, go for that promotion you're thinking about. Do not go for the promotion in the leather bondage gear you're also thinking about. Gemini, with the holidays coming up, go big on that wish list this year. After all, you're the only one buying for you. Cancer, when in doubt, plea bargain. Leo, you really should just go by Leonard. It's a nice name. Virgo, the stars say a large sum of money will be coming your way, which probably means you're going to get hit by an armored car. Libra, honestly, have that thing checked out already. It's huge, and yes, it's noticeable. Scorpio, shop for a new car this month. The police have a pretty good description of the old one, incriminating front end dent and all. Mm-hmm. Sagittarius, it's time to stop dating on a dare. You barely got out of that basement last time. Capricorn, do more good deeds this month, like letting people get out of your basement. I'm Kip Starchild, and this has been your look at your horoscopescape for this month. Make good choices. Peace.
Dr. Nicole Arvina joins us now, and she's with Smart Nutritions, and we're talking about nutritious tips for your children, how they can enjoy life and still have good food put into their little bodies. And they're going back to school. It always causes a bit of a challenge, doesn't it?
It does, and I can relate to this on a personal level, too, because I have little kids at home, so I'm preparing lunches, and it can really be a challenge. And a lot of parents are looking for tips. One thing I recommend is to really get the kids involved and let them choose what goes into the lunch boxes. If you offer your kid 5 or 6 healthy options and let them pick the 2 or 3 things that go in, it can be a great way to do it.
You know what's interesting, which I see you make a point of, you have a parent has no idea what foods in the lunchbox the children actually has consumed and what might have been given to somebody else or thrown into the trash. I mean, we don't know that, do we?
No, and that's a big issue in schools. I tell my kids that they should leave everything in the lunchbox. If they don't eat it, that's fine. Just bring it home so that I can, you know, kind of keep tabs on what they are eating. And I think that's all the more reason why it's important to make sure that your kids are getting a multivitamin every day, because the odds are they're not getting all the nutrients that they need, and there are going to be some gaps in their nutrition. So that could be a great way to support their health.
You know, it's interesting. We talk about the children, and adults are not much better than the children, perhaps worse. Adults don't eat properly. Adults don't take their multivitamins. We want our children to. So, I mean, it's kind of across the board, isn't it?
It is. It's a big issue. And I think, you know, you really raise a good point about how as adults we have to be the leaders, right? Yeah. We have to lead by example. And so if we want our kids to eat healthy, we have to, you know, do it ourselves and making sure that we're taking, you know, vitamins and supplements when necessary. That's why I really like Smarty Pants vitamins, because they have kids' formulas. They also have a women's formula. Mm-hmm. They have men's products. So they're just an overall great way to help the family routine of, you know, making sure they're getting all of those nutrient gaps filled.
You know, you make a great point. If your kids see you taking multivitamins, physically see you take them every day, then they will always try to be like their adult counterpart. This, you know, this is what we do. And I mean, but they visibly have to see you do the same thing. And yeah, that kind of works, doesn't it?
I really do think that when kids see parents having a healthy routine, they start to just adopt the mindset that this is how we're supposed to live. And it comes down to, you know, exercise, making sure you're going to bed on time, all of those things. We really model those things for our children. So I think that it's important to, you know, try our best to set good examples. And certainly with nutrition and with, you know, taking vitamins and supplements, that's an important part of it as well.
Yeah. A lot of children are picky eaters. I know I was, you were probably too, but I don't know if you would admit it. But that's what happens. So how do you get around that? I guess the nutrients that they don't get in the foods, they can now get somewhat, at least in their vitamins.
Yeah. Picky eating is something that I think kids naturally go through different phases of being picky or, you know, maybe being more open to different foods. And part of it is the fact that parents don't often offer the foods repeatedly. A lot of times if, you know, parents offer a kid a food, the kid says, oh, I don't like that, they give up. And there's actually a lot of research that shows that you have to often offer foods to kids up to 15 times before they'll build an acceptance and actually begin to trust it enough to maybe, you know, like it. So I often encourage parents to just keep at it and to, you know, really keep offering these different options. And then again, you know, because they are maybe going to have some gaps in their nutrition, consider adding in a multivitamin like the Smarty Pants vitamin, because they're gummies, so kids are more accepting of taking them.
Sure.
And they have, you know, some different flavors that kids like strawberry, banana, an orange, like that.
Yeah. Oh my God, what did they do before gummies? Well, I know, I was there. Some of those vitamin pills were huge, like for horses, and because the technology wasn't there to make them smaller, and that was a problem. But no more, right?
No, it's true. It's amazing how much the technology has advanced, and it's been, you know, to our benefit, right? Because now we can make sure that we're able to get more of these nutrients into our bodies than we were able to, you know, years ago when we didn't have the ability to create these different variations and different ways in which to get it into our diet.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest with you. When you go into the pharmacia, there are tons of vitamin brands and vitamins for people who have large shoes. I mean, it's just like everything. So one does get confused, and one does want to make sure that if I'm taking a vitamin, am I actually getting those nutrients? And which ones are important. And I guess you got that part figured out.
Well, I think you're right that there are a lot of options. And I think it can be overwhelming to people. But I think one of the advantages is that many brands have now developed formulations to customize the product to be specific to the unique needs at various different life stages. So the nutrient needs of, you know, a little kid are going to be a little bit different than the nutrient needs of an 80-year-old woman.
For sure.
So that's why I think it's great, because we do have the ability to have things more customized to the different life stages that we're in.
Excellent. It's just getting into a good habit is what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, I think just like anything else, it's, you know, getting into that routine and just incorporating into your daily ritual and just trying to make these small changes to just stay healthy and improve our health where we can.
I have a question for you before we part, Dr. Nicole. Why aren't there any chocolate flavored vitamins? Oh my God, I'd be so healthy. It's not funny. But you know, just the flavor of chocolate. Can you pass that on to the people?
Yeah, that's a great idea. Maybe we should create our own company and develop that. We could probably get pretty rich. You're right. I don't know. I think the whole industry has, there's lots of different flavors that are out there. But I definitely am on board with chocolate being one that would definitely help fans.
Good. Give me a call. We'll see what we can do. Okay. All right. Where do we go for more information?
So to learn more about Smarty Pants, you can visit their website, SmartyPantsVitamins.com, or check out their Instagram page at SmartyPants. And their products are available nationwide in stores and online and most major retailers, and you can also find them on Amazon, too.
Perfect. She's Dr. Nicole Avena. Thank you so much for your time today. It's been a pleasure. Well, that'll do it for me today. You've been wonderful as usual. You see, I just complimented you. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new program. Yeah. Another episode of this, where I'll talk about different things other than what I talked about today. That's how this works. Make it a wonderful day. You do look wonderful. A little fat in the dress. A little fat going on in the dress. But until next time, I wish you peace.